a very diverse panel up here to talk about a number of things that have been happening in Massachusetts, looking at current policy, looking at industry tactics and opposition tactics. So I'm going to let them tell the story, and our first speaker is going to be Patty Henley.
Good morning. I'm Patty Henley, and I'm the director of the Tobacco Prevention and Community Health Program at the Department of Public Health, and we are also the Massachusetts Tobacco Cessation and Prevention Program. My task today is not the sexier one. I'm leaving that to the rest of the panel, but I'm just going to talk to you more about the structure of our programs at the Department of Public Health that address tobacco. And we're going to take a look at the three main community programs that the tobacco program has and how they work together to develop local policies, local strategies to address these tobacco industry tactics, how they keep their eye out on the industry, because we know that it's like playing whack-a-mole and all kinds of things are always popping up. And so we have local programs that are our eyes and ears on the ground, and they keep us informed. And then how we bring all of that together to really strengthen the work that we do in Massachusetts. So. We have three community programs that we fund, and the primary driver of really local policy is our local boards of health programs. In Massachusetts, there are 351 municipalities, and in Massachusetts, there are 351 boards of health that can enact regulations to address, and protect the public health of the Commonwealth. So that's a blessing and a curse, but for us, we have a lot of local work taking place with regulations for a tobacco retail environment. So the state of Massachusetts funds 14 boards of health collaborative programs, and they work in 184 of those municipalities. They provide local enforcement of tobacco regulations, and they are in the retail stores all of the time. They're doing surveys, they're doing inspections, they're conducting compliance checks. And then the other piece that's really important is they help to educate their local boards of health who make those regulations, who make those decisions. And so they provide some policy education and promotion on the local level. And they do this, and you can see in the, there we go. You can see on the outside, it says policy technical assistance. We provide local policy expert technical assistance with the Mass Association of Health Boards, and Cheryl Sabara is here on this panel, the Mass Municipal Association. They're public policy lawyers, and they work with our local boards of health to make sure that they're not really doing crazy things as best they can. You know, people see these products and they just want to take charge, but it's what we do is we help them to really understand what the evidence-based strategies are and how they can do this without hopefully being sued and what's the right way to go about it. So our local boards of health programs do that. The second community type program that we fund is our community partnership programs, and they play a critical role because they build our local partnerships, they do community education, and they coordinate communications. One of the things that a proud moment last year with our community partnership programs, they work with our local boards of health, they promote policy systems and environmental strategies, and they also are very strong media advocates. So they work with the local news outlets, and the Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights has a web page, and there's a news feed on it. And there was a portion of time last year where it was pretty much all Massachusetts all the time. Our local programs generated so much earned media that the news feed, you just kept scrolling down, and it was one more municipality from Massachusetts that was doing something about tobacco industry tactics. So they're also the resource connectors in the communities, and so they work throughout the entire state, and they connect folks to resources around cessation as well as around tobacco policy, and they work in schools, clinics, municipal governments. They're everywhere. And finally, but not at all least, is our 84 movement, our youth prevention program. We have a network of really, now it's over 80 chapters statewide of young people who take their voice, they look for these tobacco tactics in their communities, they go out, they educate their peers, they educate their decision makers about how this is affecting them, their families, their friends, and their communities. They're a really strong voice and a great youth perspective for the tobacco industry influences in their communities. In the past, we used to fund individual youth programs. I think a lot of states did, especially right after the MSA when we all had a little bit more funding. And what ended up happening was it was just really resource intensive. And we would have pockets of young people, maybe one in the south of the state, one in the western part, one in the central. But now with this chapter, what we do is we really stress that our resources go to the technical assistance that we provide. And so the youth engagement technical assistance, we provide training to these youth groups, we provide small stipend mini grants to them to do certain projects. But we really help to educate them in presentation skills and tobacco prevention activities, and they are just an incredible force, an incredible energy in our state. But all of these separate programs are not what's really unique, I think, about Massachusetts. But what we do is we bring it all together. MTCP provides the strategy direction with our expert technical assistance providers in the policy area, in the media area, and in the youth engagement area. We bring these... Oh, I'm using my finger. So we all of these programs are connected. Oops. All of these programs are connected. They work together. They bring the same message. They work toward the same strategies, the same policies. The boards of health work with their local boards of health to develop these regulations. The community partnership programs bring that grassroots support, and they bring that community support to that local policy. And the 84 chapters really bring the youth voice. They're all speaking really for the same things, and they are amplifying the messages that we want to make sure get out there. And they're working to push local policy at the local level. And things like e-cigarettes. There are a number of communities now in Massachusetts on the local level that do regulate e-cigarettes. And that also helps really bring support to the legislation that Representative Sanchez is proposing. And so we work on the local level to bring support up to the state so that we can have these types of policies adopted. So the state, we provide the funding, of course, for these programs, but we also provide the technical assistance, the tools, the messages, the training materials, and it's a really important component. And they all work together. We bring the entire group together 4 times a year. They know each other. They work in the same communities for the same policies. And so we also provide technical assistance around surveillance and evaluation. We have surveys that we've developed for the retail environment that all of our programs use. We have communications technical assistance, youth engagement technical assistance, and they all contribute to promoting sustainable policy change. So, and we've experienced success, and I don't know how well you can see these. They're smaller than I thought they would be. But the first one is... currently, there are 68 municipalities in Massachusetts that ban tobacco sales in healthcare institutions, including pharmacies. We really have a lot of traction in that area in Massachusetts. And so we're very excited, and you can see the progression from 2009 until 2013. You know, it's just kind of a domino effect, but people are really getting the word out about that. The one in the center, number two, is nicotine delivery product regulations. So 84 municipalities have restricted the sale of nicotine delivery products to minors. A smaller percentage have done that with the smoke-free workplace law, so we're testing that out, and there's a lot of support, and they know about Representative Sanchez's bill. And then cigar packaging, all of these address the tobacco industry tactics of, you know, the density of tobacco, retail outlets, and the pricing. We have 28 municipalities that have a cigar packaging ordinance where they have a minimum package size for cigars or a minimum price for a single cigar. So right now it's $2.50. In these 28 communities, a single cigar cannot be sold for any less than that. And I don't know if any of you have seen them lately, but they're like 49-cent game cigars out there now. We're getting reports from some of our programs, they're awfully cheap. But we are experiencing success. And it's happening with our local programs really working municipality by municipality. And this is just a really nice shot of our 84 youth. Yeah, the representative is smiling because, of course, he's seen them all up at the State House on Kick Butts Day. So we believe in strong public policy, and that's what will continue to make smoking history in Massachusetts, and we're focused on those sustainable policies that are evidence-based, and we have a really strong core infrastructure in place to support those policy strategies, with programs supporting one another and amplifying all of our resources in that way. And we base our strategies on evidence, and we evaluate their impact. And that's the Massachusetts Tobacco Prevention Program.
Thank you. Great job. Wonderful. Thanks so much.